Welcome to the original Freemasons podcast, broadcasting from Waterbury, Connecticut, USA. Follow us on your favorite podcast app or join us live on YouTube. And as always, leave your aprons at the door, my brothers.
Really tasted like shit.
Yeah, I know.
It's gonna taste like shit.
You really enjoy eating trash pigeon.
Yeah. Hello and welcome to the Freemasons podcast with your host, Right Worshipful Brother George Mudry.
And Worshipful Brother Ken.
Can you switch back over to
Yes.
YouTube.
Yes.
Come on. Fucking amateur hour. All right. This episode, self-titled, George's Gourmet Crow Eating a la Carte.
Well, they're all self-titled.
Why? Why would I name it that? Why would we name it that? Excuse me. I say I because I'm the one who has to eat crow, not Ken. He's just going to stand in the back corner and just go, shame.
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 Shame. And I just type it into YouTube when we start streaming. That's really my only
right. job. All right. So last episode we did. First off, I need to issue. Let's start with the episode. Last episode we did was alternate universe. What if we were grandmasters? Okay.
Which takes place in a whole other universe.
Yeah, I'll get into that. Mm. But first, I would just want to say that I guess some people were not too happy with me. They believed that I was shitting on the Grand Lodge. And even though I multiple things, I said, it's an alternate universe. If we were just in our own little fantasy world and able to do it, and that was what it was, a fantasy world.
Yeah.
But secondly, I said multiple times throughout that episode that I'm not anti-Grand Lodge. Am I anti-big government? Yes, I am. That I agree with. I do understand. I hold my own opinions. My opinions might necessarily mean that I am correct. I am prone to being wrong. And listen, I don't have all the information, but that's why this is called a discussion podcast. I'm not speaking. We don't normally sometimes speak from a factual point of view. It's just this is a way to expand your brain and expand your mind and give you time to think about things. That's why it's called an alternate universe.
And sometimes it's just straight up amateur hour on those alternate.
It is amateur hour, and this is a discussion. But let me start by saying this. Okay, I'm going to explain for those who. This is also a comedy show, right? We crack jokes. Like, I was cracking jokes before this, before about what I wanted to say, in regards. But I'm going to start with the apology first, all right? So I am sorry that there are some people who believed that I was shitting on the Grand Lodge. I was not. And I need you to understand why I was taking the angle that I was, all right? I, Ken, you could attest, sure. I'm a has-been. I'm old news. I'm old garbage. That's why I freaking started this podcast, because I'm a has-been Right Worshipful past district deputy. I am not a current one. However, we have two brothers up on this podcast that are currently part of the Grand Lodge in some form or capacity.
No.
What?
Shame.
You.
No, I just know that. Look, Grand Lodge, the annual session was yesterday, and I passed on my jewel to my successor. All I am right. No longer part of the
fact checker. Correction, you were more current than I.
I was.
Okay, all right. That's what I'm going with.
Shame,
dick. My point being is that I am a has-been. I don't have all the information, and what I like to do. And again, we've said this before multiple times. If you're an avid listener, we play characters, right? Yeah. We each got it. I'm the angry midget. Joe's the intellectual one. Ken's the tech robot. Okay? We all play a part. Okay? This is a show for entertainment. Okay? On top of spreading Masonic information as well as comedy. Okay? The way that we run this show, all right, and I need to explain this before, again, I'll issue yet another apology for those whom I upset and pissed off, including our grandmaster. I meant no disrespect, but continuing on. This, we play characters, okay? I'm the Angry Midget. And one of the things that I do is I play the part of the Angry Midget and the disgruntled Passmaster, who sits there and says, what does Grand Lodge do? They don't do anything. I play that part. That's what I was doing this last episode, okay? I play a part. But what I'm also doing is, if you notice in a lot of our episodes, I also give what's called the proverbial alley-oop. So I talk, I get all pissed off and fired up, and then what do I do with my mic? Can I push the mic away? And then what do? I leave it for the actual grand officers to drive it home. Yeah, and talk about, well, here's what, actually, George.
Issue alternative viewpoints, yes.
No, not even alternative. George, here's why you're a fucking idiot, because this is actually what Grand Lodge does. Yeah. And then they get the last word.
Yeah.
That's how it's been done since time immemorial, 200 fucking episodes ago, is I play the idiot. I actually make myself the idiot intentionally so that the current Grand Lodge officers who are on this podcast or, excuse me, one day out,
can set you straight. Yeah.
Can set me straight. Yeah. That is the game that's played. So for those who are listening to this going, Grandmaster, this is the bad thing to George said. That is the game that's played. I let it be. I say my piece. I sound like an asshole, which is my intention to drive it home and let Ken and Joe run it. Okay? So when you hear me being a penis, if you will, if we're going to be nice, yeah, I said it. I was being an asshole for an intentional purpose of letting Ken and Joe make me look like an ass and drive Grand Lodge home so that they look great. That is the game that's played. You can go back and listen to any episode you want. That's exactly what you're going to hear. Okay? Do I hold my opinions on certain things? Yes, I do. I hold my opinion on certain things. Would I actually liquidate Grand Lodge and liquidate Masonic Care and liquidate? No! It was a goddamn fantasy world. It was a fantasy world. It was an alternate universe. No difference than we had a freaking episode of aliens coming down from space and be wanting to be Freemasons.
Yeah, we don't actually believe in that.
No! Yeah. Like, oh, God. All right.
I like the cyborg one, though. That was really cool.
We already have one.
Yeah, but the Terminator episode was great. That was one of my favorites. But at any rate, yes, we don't believe that those things will actually happen.
I don't
happen.
Believe that those things will happen, nor do I actually want them to happen. Mm-hmm. It was a fantasy world. Mm-hmm. All right. So, I want to be clear.
That kind of sounded like an apology, but it more sounded like were apologizing that they were angry in the first place.
No, I was trying to explain to people exactly. I don't care that they're angry. Everybody's entitled to their own opinions. Yeah. I'm totally fine. I don't care that they're angry about it. I wanted to explain so that they have a better understanding of why I do and what I do, what I do.
Okay.
It was not an actual shitting on Grand Lodge episode. That's not what I was trying to drive home. Yeah. I was trying to drive home of, and again, I even admitted it, and I'll tell you the whole story in a minute, but I even admitted it. Like, when I listened back to it, I was like, ugh, I went a little hard.
Yeah, it sounds a little dark.
I went a little hard in the paint there. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I did. Yeah. I went a little hard. I admit it. But again, my goal was to fire up the audience. To
right, where's your brother Joe said you're in a lot of my fantasies. congratulations, yes. Right, worshipful brother Joe.
We're gonna get into that in a minute too. But I wanted to set the tone and people to understand why I do what I do. It's not me just being a douche. Can I be a douche? Sure, but I wasn't. Mm-hmm. I was setting up the alley-oop, right? Yep. I was tossing the softball, if you will.
Yep.
I was throwing the meatball in order for them to hit the grand slam. That's what I was trying to do.
Setting up the layup.
Secondly, now comes the apology. I meant no disrespect to the Grand Lodge. I thoroughly enjoy talking to many of the Grand Lodge officers. Many of them are my friends. For instance, we'll get into Right Worship Brother Shane Dufresne in a minute.
Shane sounds like shame.
Yeah, it does.
Shame.
You're an asshole.
Shame.
So, many of them are my friends, and I think it's great that they call me and check me and say, hey, Can we talk?
Yeah, we need that every once in a while.
I do need it sometimes. I'm not, you know, it's. I have no problem eating crow and shrinking my ego. I went a little banana sandwich on that episode. I'll admit, I went a little hard, but I was driving to something. That's what I'm not defending myself. I'm just saying.
It had a purpose to it.
It had a purpose to it. It wasn't just done maliciously.
Yep.
Okay. Secondly, so yeah, that's my apology. I apologize to the Grand Lodge. I meant no disrespect. That wasn't my goal. My goal was to actually try to make them look good. However, went a little tough. Mm. I should have scaled it back just a schmidge. So I apologize to the Grand Lodge Grandmaster and any Grand Lodge officers. I meant no disrespect. Again, I even apologize to Masonicare because I would never liquidate Masonicare. It was a fantasy world.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. With that being said, so I'll tell the story. We posted that episode. In a moment.
Got to wet the whistle here.
Oh, no.
Not on the... Oh, this carpet. God. It's thousands of years
damn
old,
it.
Actually. No, this is just... All right. We got this from, like, Goodwill or
I spilled
something.
My drink. I got excited.
See, I love how you're not even going to clean it up. Here, you talk, and I'll clean it up.
I got it. Where's the paper towels?
Don't worry about it.
I got the shovel.
You're in the middle of something. Start talking. Oh, my God. Yeah, okay. So I'll just describe what you're doing right now. This carpet is not actually ancient in any way. I think brother historian Gary Matthews actually found this... I think in one of the buildings that he was selling and cleaning up.
Right now, Ken?
Yeah, I mean, I've got nothing else to talk about, so I'm going to talk about the carpet.
This was your grand opportunity to shit all over me.
Yeah, no. But you can hear me. That's the...
God, we'll go to the comments in a minute. So, anyway, now that nobody's interested in a goddamn carpet, I'll go back to what I was saying. So, I'm driving home from work one day.
I can describe the carpet if you'd
like. But you could see it on YouTube.
Right, go ahead.
All right. So, driving home from work one day, I'm just listening to freaking, you know, my Adele song, and just doing my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Someone like you.
As you do.
I wish nothing but the best for you. Mm-hmm. As I do, every day. It's a joke. I don't listen to Adele. It's usually Slipknot or something more soothing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, moving on. I see this phone number, and it pops up. Right Worshipful, Shane Dufresne. Actually, check that. It was a text message first. He's texting me, and he's like, hey... When you got a few minutes, we need to talk. And right then and there, I'm like,
ooh,
fuck.
You done something.
I did something wrong. So I didn't know what it was at first. But Shane, I was like, yeah, I got it. So I call him up. I'm like, hey, what's going on? Hey, what's going on? Super friendly. He wasn't like, you son of a bitch. Like, that didn't happen. Like, that didn't happen. I want to be clear. He talked to me as brothers do. Whisper good counsel. He's like, hey, so we got some complaints that went to the Grand Master. About your last episode. I said, okay, do tell. I'm not opposed to haters. We got them all the time, usually in the message section.
No, never look at the message section.
The DMs in the podcast?
Yeah. Yeah, there's some psychos.
I hope your family dies, you devil worshiping. Yeah. But anyway, he didn't do any of that.
No, nothing like that.
So he calls me and says, hey, we got to talk about this episode. Yeah, some people were pissed off. They were upset. They said you were shitting on the Grand Lodge. And me and him had a very lengthy discussion. Pretty much everything I just said right here, I explained to him. I said, listen, that wasn't my intention. I wasn't trying to shit on the Grand Lodge, blah, 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 blah. We came to an agreement. I did pull the episode down. The episode will stay down because it was a little rough. And I may speak to him about re-releasing the episode now that I've explained myself in the next episode. And maybe he may say yes, maybe he say no. Grand Lodge doesn't have, I want to be clear, we are a separate entity from Grand Lodge. They don't have the right to tell us, pull your episode down. I will say that. However, I am also a brother and a Mason of the Grand Lodge of the State of Connecticut.
Yeah.
And if they want it down, it's down. It's just that simple. Yeah. Because it's not even a matter of a power struggle of who's got bigger balls. It's respect. I respect the Grand Lodge. I respect their officers enough that I wouldn't put that episode back up.
Yeah, and we're members of the fraternity too, right? So they could be like, yeah, okay, what you're doing then is un-Masonic because you're not agreeing to pull that episode down, and then it turns into a whole other bag of shit.
But why have that pissing match?
Yeah, we don't, yeah.
Why have that pissing match of what they can and cannot do and what I can and cannot do? Where I could just say, like, listen, we're brothers.
Yeah.
We agree. We compromise.
Yep.
Compromise. It's an amazing thing when you compromise, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable that there's still an institution in the world that knows how to compromise on occasion. We see that so infrequently these days.
Yeah, and it's a respect thing. Respect is big, okay? I may not agree with you. You may not agree with me. But it's called respect. And having respect for one another, no matter how mad you are at one another, it's called respect. It's an amazing thing, right, Ken?
It is.
All right. So, yeah. All right, let's do some comments first, and then we'll talk about the other, our little boy's all grown up now.
Yeah.
Go to the top. Let's see what we got here.
Scrolling all the way back.
Do it. All right, I got to lean forward here because I got really bad eyesight.
I can jack it here.
Even though I got good eyesight. Bing, bing. I shoot better than Ken. Hey, what's up, brethren? Sean Stevenson. Good to see you guys back. What the hell is wrong with this mic stand? This is going to be the next one getting fired across the room. Chris Williams. Good morning. Took MM Thursday. Congratulations. Hey, that's awesome. I
Welcome,
toast to you,
brother.
I spilled half my drink on the floor. Thanks for being the first place I learned about this great organization. Excited for today's episode. Yeah, one of us.
Thank you for listening, brother.
I need some crow. Tastes like shit. Little ketchup ain't bad, though.
Sunny England.
Sunny England. Isaac Leese, good afternoon from sunny England. Old Master. Nah, fuck him.
Yeah, it's true.
Congratulations, Chris. Hope all is wonderful. Wild Richard. So happy to see you brothers today. It's going to be a great day. Meh.
Hmm.
Too early to tell.
You know, this is a really positive
It is positive.
Section.
You know what, though?
This is remarkable.
Here I am being negative. You know what? It is going to be a great day.
Yeah. Everybody's like, hey, we love you. We don't think you're Satan-worshipping monsters. This is so nice. Look at this.
Oh, there's going to be one. There's going to be one. Yeah. Welcome to the club, Chris. Isaac Leese. I got my first Mark meeting since joining next Saturday.
Mark Master Mason.
Yep. It's a double advancement. Does that say infiltration? Initiation.
George.
Jesus God.
I can't zoom any bigger than this because then it'll.
It's the lighting. It's the lighting. It's a reflection off of your skin. It's screw up my eyes. So proud of you, brother. Look at all this positivity. I love this. Keep going. Thanks, bro. Thanks, Sean. Thanks, Isaac.
Congrats again.
You're in a lot of my fantasy. Yeah, you got to ask. Yeah. Thanks, Sean. Isaac Lee, congratulations, Joe. Does that mean you get a purple lightsaber now? I have several. Isaac Lee's continue. Jesus Christ. Keep moving.
And that's just banter.
That's the bottom of banter. All right. So let's talk about our little boys growing up.
Yeah. Oh, actually, some anonymous individual on here who's probably one of Joe's friends or confidants here says, don't forget Joe's chili redemption. So, yes, we got to talk about that, too.
Let's start with the chili before the freaking. So, apparently, Joe won a chili cook-off.
I'm going to go through the details because I was there.
All right. 2020 election.
Yeah. So, essentially, first of all, King Solomon's Lodge does an annual chili cook-off called Fire on the Rock. Highly recommended if you're anywhere in, shouting distance of Woodbury, Connecticut.
Woodbury is part of the 3rd District, right?
They are.
Oh, okay. I have a theory.
Okay. These brothers do an excellent job. It's always a good time. This year they decided to do it at Woodbury Brewing Company, which is a great brewery out there in the hills of Woodbury. I would say there were 10 entries, I think 10, yeah, 9 or 10 chilies.
Okay.
And brothers, not just from King Solomon's Lodge, but from other lodges around the district, brought, chili entries. Any brother could go and, with a donation, just be a designated eater and vote, right? Lot of people showed up.
Okay.
I mean, this place was packed. So
awesome.
It's not like our chili competitions that we usually have. It's they run it a little bit differently. They run it definitely more as a fundraiser. But there's still a lot of, friendly rivalry between all of the entrants. And, of course, Worshipful Brother Joe, excuse me, brought his famous chili recipe, which we talked about on previous episodes, where he was
second place
sandbag duped, if you will, out of his first place win. at a previous chili competition. So as you can imagine, he was probably a little reticent to get involved in this one, but he came in strong.
And he's a little red too. He's a redhead, so
he is a redhead. Yeah, okay. But his chili was excellent. I'm not just blowing smoke up his butt because he's a good friend of mine. His chili was excellent. I actually didn't know which one was his, and this is not like a double blind, you know, chili competition either. Like you kind of know whose chili is whose. You know, there were three or four. I didn't know who brought them. And I put most of my tickets in Joe's. I think obviously a lot of other people did as well, because he took first place among some really, really stiff competition. Some brothers have recipes that they've tweaked over the years and are very, very proud of them. Some of them are inspired from, you know, a Texas-type chili. Some of them are more like Southwest style. And Joe came in strong. He took that title. He was very excited. There was much applause. And he took the golden ladle. And he's got a nice little plaque to show for it as well. So congratulations to you, Right Worshipful Brother Joe.
Hold on.
And you're just going to twiddle with your phone. I'll wait.
Yeah, okay.
Dead air is the worst.
All right. All right. So I have a theory on this. I'm a conspiracy theorist. I am basically the Giorgio Tsoukalos of Freemasonry. So I have a theory.
Are we going to do an alternate universe on the chili cook-off?
So, no. It's a theory. It's a theory. All right, we listening, Joe? We listening?
He's there.
Okay. So here's my theory. When was the chili cook-off?
I would say a little over a week ago.
Okay. When was it known that Joe was going to become district deputy?
Quite some time ago, actually. Yeah, he was voted on. It would be the last at the semi-annual or something or somewhere around there.
And who was installed as Right Worshipful District Deputy yesterday?
That would be Right Worshipful Brother Joe.
Okay. And is Woodbury Lodge part of the 3rd District?
It is indeed.
Defense rest.
Hmm.
Follow what I'm getting at?
Yeah, well, I follow what you're getting at. Yes, I can read between the lines.
Is he incoming?
I don't.
Is he incoming district deputy? We got to make nice with him.
No, I mean, there were some. So there were some competitors there that are.
Joe.
Grand Lodge officers, past district deputies.
See what he wrote? Let's talk about the comments section. He says, you don't have the hair to be Jordan Yosukulos. All right, I had that one coming.
Yeah,
well done, Joe. I'm just saying, my theory is they're like, second place last time. He's bitched about it for over 5 years now. Is he incoming?
So you think the redemption story arc like caused people to vote in a particular way, and also the fact that he was coming in as district?
Listen, it's a theory. It's a theory. I'm just gonna leave it there.
I don't think Woodbury
got some agreements in the comment section.
You're gonna have to check me on this, Joe. But I don't think King Solomon's Lodge is part of his
3A
district.
It doesn't matter. He's still 3D.
Right, but he's 3B.
Oh, for now, until the flop.
They do that.
Listen, it's a theory. It's a solid theory. It's a solid theory, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's not predicated on any kind of factual
I'm not saying
data,
he killed her, but he's standing there with the smoking gun. That's all. It's a theory. It's
your
a
evidence
theory.
Is far more circumstantial than what I would consider to be a smoking gun.
Circumstantial evidence is still evidence in the court of law.
Okay.
Correlation does not prove
causality in the field of science.
You are correct. Yeah. I'm just saying, circumstantial evidence is still evidence. It's fine.
Okay. I will say, in fairness, it is a little bit of a popularity contest kind of thing at this chili cook-off, more so than being a double blind kind of everybody gets one vote and they put it in one and only one chili. And
Joe, Ken's not doing
you can't,
favors,
for example, go and pay another $10 and get another bunch of tickets to put into the chilies and so forth. But, you know, everybody tried really hard. The chili was very, very good. The conversation was more about the quality and taste of the chili than whose chili was whose. So right. I will say,
is it blind though? Like it's
it
also
not
blind.
Blind.
Oh, they know who actually.
I mean, you see people walking in with crock pots, and you can put two and two.
But
together.
I'm saying is they just put the crock pots up though, and you put the ticket, and you don't know who made the chili.
Yeah. So the way that it works, and I don't want to blow up King Solomon's spot, but the way that they do it is if you're a taster, or even if you brought a chili, you can pay $10 for admission to basically get 10 tickets, I believe,
right.
Okay. It's like 5 or 10 tickets to put into the box for the chili that you like the most, right? Mm. You can distribute those tickets however you want. If you go back up and pay another $10, you get another arm's length of tickets or whatever. So depending on how much money, you could theoretically just game the system by dropping $50 and, you know, throwing an F-ton of tickets into one particular chili if you really wanted to. Now, we're Masons, so I don't believe that anybody did that. But so that you know how.
Whatever the case may be, you still took home a W. Congratulations, Wright Worshipful.
Yeah, you,
Joe, earned it. For earning it. I got to get used to the Wright Worshipful thing on him, though.
Yeah, it's weird.
I've been
saying
Worshipful Brother for the longest time. But anyway, while we're on that, talk about Grand Lodge Session. Because I'm not anti-Grand Lodge.
No, although you weren't there, so I have to report on it.
I was working, motherfucker.
I know. You have a job. I get it. What are your days off? Anyway,
I have
do you
jobs.
Have any days off?
I work a second job now.
Oh, so you have 0 days off.
I have, I'm per diem at the hospital.
Okay.
I work Mid-State Hospital doing security.
Yeah, so you barely get any time off. Okay, I was going to ask you if there's a day that's better to record. So that's, one of the reasons that we're having difficulty putting content together, guys. Mm-hmm. So we apologize for that.
And I'm a Mason.
We trying.
I don't want to start an OnlyFans.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, probably. That'll be the next thing
Although,
we hear about.
Millions, baby.
Yeah, you could make a lot of money off
of
that. Probably not you, but
there goes the
some
ego
people
again.
Can.
There goes the ego again.
Great. All right. Anyway, back to Grand Lodge.
The head blew back up. Continue. Go ahead, Grand Lodge.
So Grand Lodge annual session was yesterday. It was a good time. It's at the Hartford Marriott, Airport Marriott, whatever, as it usually is. Great venue, good people there. Food's always good. And yes, our very own, now Wright Worshipful Brother, Joe Zanino was installed as the Wright Worshipful District Deputy of Masonic District 3B of the state of Connecticut, which is covers half of the lodges in our third district, which is kind of if you look at where Waterbury is on a map of Connecticut, it's sort of the strip, like the vertical strip that's in line with Waterbury.
All the way up to Winstead, right?
All the way up to Winstead, yeah. So
all the way down to Shelton.
All the way down to Shelton, yeah. So if you go from Shelton all the way up to Winstead, it was an hour drive or something like that.
Yeah, about
something like that. So what they do, because they cut Connecticut into these kinds of ribbons, these vertical ribbons, if you will, as districts, they kind of, in most cases, I believe, maybe in all cases, they broke them into two. Right, so the northern half is sort of whatever the number is, 3A, and then the other is B. Right, the southern one I believe is B. So Wright Worshipful Brother Joe will be spending a lot of time traveling in the southern part of our Masonic jurisdiction. His associate Grand Marshal is a great guy as well. I think you've met him before. Worshipful Brother Robert Nemias, who's past master of Seneca Lodge, did a huge amount to get that lodge back on its feet.
Yep.
Was associate Grand Almoner for a year or two, something like that. He took over for District 3 after me.
Right.
Does great work, a lot of work for our youth organizations as well, specifically D-Malay, and I think he does some work with the Order of Rainbow as well.
Awesome.
So, awesome AGM, loves traveling. The brothers of this district love him, which is really what you want in an AGM or a DD. So I think those guys are going to do great. I think they're going to do great, and I look forward to seeing them in Lodge.
Anonymous, he's got a question. Is that Wright Worshipful title dependent on individual Grand Lodge? Here in Montana, our district deputies aren't Wright Worshipful.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's very jurisdictionally
dependent. Some of them are called district deputy Grand Masters
in
some jurisdictions. So Connecticut does it, whereas if you are a district deputy or you are actually in the Grand Line, you earn the title of Wright Worshipful.
Or a Grand Lodge officer, because some aren't in on progressive line.
Isn't that what I said?
You said a Grand Line officer, I think, or something, which, you probably meant the same
thing. I meant to say, okay. I didn't know if I said it backwards.
Nope.
That's why I was asking. It varies from jurisdiction. Some of them don't even, I think, do write Warschwell until you become a Grandmaster.
Or they have some other variant on that title. Yeah, so it's very, there's nothing, I don't think there's anything in, like, the ancient landmarks on, like, you have to have this title for this and that, so it's different. Every jurisdiction can do it slightly differently. There's no
correct
sort of core thing in the ethos of Freemasonry that describes how the title should work.
Yep. And titles also vary in the appending bodies, too. Like, I know in Templary, you're a Sir Knight, and then you're basically a Sir Knight all the way up until you become the...
Eminent Commander of a...
No,
commander?
Before the Eminent Commander. It's one before that. It's, oh, Christ, what is it? Not Generalissimo. Captain General? Yeah, Captain General, Generalissimo. Generalissimo is... No, never mind. I'm thinking Grand Commandery. Grand Commandery is who's ever the Grand Generalissimo gets the title... Eminent Sir Knight? Or is it the deputy?
I don't know. You're looking at me like
I'm trying to think. Anyway, there's a very
I have
eminent,
not been back to command.
There is a
in
very eminent Sir Knight title, and then you become a right eminent Sir Knight. So it that's a little bit of change on that one.
We would need to bring eminent commander Hal Elwell in here, I think, or right eminent commander. He's in charge of the entire state. I don't know. I'm showing my ignorance.
Right, eminent grand commander.
At the moment, I only pay dues to that organization. I almost never go because I just don't have time. But he would have to describe that for us. He knows.
Correct.
He knows that stuff inside.
We'll have to have him up here, though.
Yeah, I think that would be fun.
Anyway, so let's get on to our brother Joe. Brother Joe, congratulations on becoming district deputy for 3B, and let's give him a sonic toast.
Yeah, let's give him a toast.
Brethren, right hand to arms.
To arms.
Ready?
Ready.
Aim.
Aim.
Fire. Good fire. Fire all. Together, brother.
Vivat. Vivat. Vivat.
Congratulations,
Joe. Congrats, my brother. Interesting sidebar. At Grand Lodge yesterday, I distinctly heard after at one point they were giving grand honors for one thing or another, a bunch of brothers in the back of the room, not on our side of the back of the room, but the opposite side,
started shouting,
screamed Vivat three times after.
Really?
And that's awesome. Like, and like, I looked at the other brothers from Harmony, and Kevin's eyes went big as saucers. He's like, these guys listen to the podcast.
That's awesome. We got our little cheering section.
Yeah, it might have been Hartford Evergreen, so shout out to you, brothers. Yeah, that's might have been awesome. Steve Saxton, I don't know, but somebody back there was...
Was it accidental yelled out, Vivat, Vivat, Vivat?
No, they did it with, like, feeling. And the Grand Master was like, I don't believe I offered a toast.
That's freaking
but
great.
But I appreciate the enthusiasm.
Yes, that's awesome.
It was very cool.
That's
so funny. Thank you, brothers.
I don't know. It's like,
I mean, it's how to it's feel happened about at that. Our table lodges too, where guys just like mess the toast up because they've heard it on the podcast more than they've heard of that table lodge. So, see, you have some influence after all, George.
Yeah. I guess that's why I had to eat shit today, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do got some influence.
Yep.
It's an
ebb and flow.
We have influence.
I don't know.
This is not a singular stance.
I mean, in the Philippines, we do.
Shit again.
Yeah.
Oh, the fucking Philippines.
Number one in the Philippines.
Yeah, we are number one in the Philippines. Does Vivat have a meaning? Only heard that one on this podcast. Yes, Vivat does have a meaning. I believe it's long
to
life.
Life.
To life. To life.
To life.
That's where it comes from. It's French, obviously. Just like croissant. Et fromage. Et vive la France.
Sacre bleu.
Sacre bleu. A guillotine, which is what I'm getting right now.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, it's Latin. Oh, look at Mr. Fucking Smarty Pants up there.
Yeah.
It's Latin.
For long Latin. Live. Okay.
For long live.
See, that's why he's got the title. You have it in name only. Very worshipful is a grand rank personally given by the Grand Master. That's interesting. I wonder under what circumstances one would be given the title very worshipful by the Grand Master. Unless he's talking about it. Brother Isaac is saying that it is given to the Grand Master. I don't know.
Sean Stevenson.
In our jurisdiction, it's most worshipful.
Sean Stevenson, I find it so cool that I am part of the Leeds Light Blues and now know the brethren you guys chatted to. We talked Leeds Light?
The Leeds Light Brothers. Remember from that? They have a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys.
That's right.
Yeah. Those are good brothers.
Yeah. Yes, they are. Yep.
We should do another collaboration.
Yeah, there's a couple. We've collaborated with other podcasts before. Histories, Mysteries.
Yeah,
we've done a couple collabs.
And you know what? We've really got to start traveling again.
Yeah, I know. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Apparently, we have fan bases that are always pissed off that I'm never around.
And we never show up. Even
understand?
Though we're
I just explained to it. Two jobs. Got to pay the bills.
That's true. The usual vocation is in no, I don't remember how the ritual goes for that, but we can't ignore it. It's very important.
I can have a word with them if you'd like, brethren.
Sure,
why not? Yeah, I'm game. Do another collab.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
As long as they take my excessive use of the F word and swearing.
Yeah, I think you could probably tone it down for one episode if you really had to. You have some measure of restraint.
Actually, truth be told, I do have a measure of restraint.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I can't say things that I say on here at work, clearly.
Yes, yes.
Can't go to my kid's school and just be like, all right, you little shits, get on the bus.
Yeah. If you ever deign to show up at Grand Lodge again, for example, you could not talk like that.
Yeah. Sure I can.
I mean, I guess you could, but you would definitely get thrown out.
Not if I did it with an English accent. Then it sounds more proper.
That would be so funny to see a grand pilot just grab you and like pull you out by the collar. Oh, God, I'd laugh so hard. I'd be like, yeah, Frank, get him. Fred. Brother Fred. He would definitely strong arm you out of there.
But he'd let me go and beat your ass for calling him Frank.
No. Yeah, that's true. I always do that to him, too. I did that to him at the statewide MM degree. Which, by the way, did we talk about that? We did not.
No. Go.
That was a lot of fun. So, just by way of explanation, the Grand Lodge of Connecticut, on an occasion, I would say twice a year, sometimes three times a year, does a statewide degree. And the idea is to help out lodges that may not have enough brothers to put together a ritual cast for a particular degree, or doesn't do degrees often enough that they feel comfortable doing it. And it gives them another really, really cool environment to send their candidates so that they can get whatever degree they're waiting for.
Right.
There's no limit to the amount of candidates that you can send to one.
Who
of these
sets
degrees.
That up?
It's Grand Lodge through it's Right Worshipful Brother Shane the last few times, but there's probably maybe other Grand Line officers that do them in other parts of the state. I do not know. I believe, the ones that I've been to so far are Shane coordinated.
But sponsored by the Grand Lodge.
Sponsored by the Grand Lodge.
Does do things.
We work under the charter of whichever lodge. I don't know how they decide which one, but we always work under the charter of one of the local lodges. They bring their charter, and we open under. And there's breakout rooms for certain parts of the degree, depending on what degree we're doing. But we did the Master Mason degree this time. It was at the New Haven Masonic Temple, which you know it well.
Yes.
I know it well. It is one of the few remaining purpose-built Masonic temples in this state, and the architecture is absolutely gorgeous. It's an amazing building. Huge building. Obviously, it's like right sort of on the Yale campus, so you can imagine like, Hiram Lodge and Worcester Lodge, like those New Haven lodges had pretty good endowments, and obviously there were some wealthy city dwellers and Yale associated individuals that were involved in the formation and the early days of that lodge. So there's that lodge has, you can tell they had money back in the day. It's got one of the only working elevators, I think, or the oldest working elevator in the state. Beautiful lodge rooms. You've got the Egyptian room, the Roman room, and I think the Greek room. I believe it's the Greek room. But the main parts where we had everybody come back together at the beginning and at the end of the Master Mason degree, we did it in the Roman room, which is the big one.
Yes.
And it's very, huge. Very, very cool.
Vaulted, arch ceiling.
Yep. But the cool thing about doing these statewide degrees.
Dome ceiling.
With
the sky.
Yeah.
It's got like the clouds
and stuff. And when you turn all the lights down in the room.
It's got little lights in the ceiling that look like
stars.
Stars, yeah.
Yep, for when that building was dedicated, which is pretty cool. The nice thing about doing these statewide degrees is you can kind of put a ritual cast together from around the state. Whoever's really, really good at each part gets to do that part, and it's an amazing degree to witness. So highly recommend if you're in the Connecticut area, if your grand jurisdiction does something like this, go. If you like doing a ritual part, highly recommend you take the opportunity to see if you can get into one of these to take a part, because, man, it is... super cool doing a lecture in that Roman
room. How big is that room? About a half a football field, right? So, right?
Yeah, it's big. It's big. So I got to do long-form working tools there. Thank you, Right Worshipful Brother Shane, for that opportunity. Super cool doing it in that room. The acoustics are amazing. So, yeah, it's a good time.
So Sean Stevenson invited us to England, said he would show us around.
There's some traveling.
That's pub traveling. I ain't going anywhere else other than a pub.
I mean, there's a lot of like sights to see and stuff too. It's like an 8-hour plane ride, isn't it?
I have no idea.
To London?
No idea.
Something like that.
This pub is explicit for the Manchester United football team.
Yeah.
So tell us, who the fuck are you?
We'd have to learn more about football before we go to England for sure. I don't want to sound like an ignorant American.
That was a Euro trip reference. Good movie.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
My baby takes... I know you haven't, because every fucking movie that I recommend to you, you never listen
to. For whatever
to.
Reason, I don't see comedy
My
movies.
My baby takes the morning train to watch the Manchester United football team, the greatest team in all the land. Woohoo! All right.
I believe you. Pretty
damn good, lads.
Maybe I'll watch some
Nothing?
Comedy
Nobody?
Films.
All right. Nobody? Seen the movie? All
right. I'll go home today and watch the movies.
Just no, you won't. You're a freaking liar. Not. You still haven't seen Super Troopers, have you?
I have. Actually, I did see Super Troopers.
You did?
Yeah.
Right meow?
What do you mean right now?
Right meow.
Right meow?
Right meow.
No.
All right, meow. Let's move on.
Okay, meow.
Because clearly you haven't seen it.
Shame, meow.
Let's see here. I don't think we have anything. The fraternity ties of Freemasonry and the love of the brothers is absolutely incredible and endearing. Yeah, we try. He was also saying something about how he's moving because of the railroad to go work on the railroad. Eurotrip, what a movie. Can't believe the girl died recently. Yeah, Michelle Trachtenberger, I think she died. She had stomach complications or something like that. Pretty sad.
Yeah, that was recent.
I still think it's because she kissed her brother.
No, I don't think so. It's really sad though when you see like these young like 90s actors and actresses
she was
passing
like my
away.
Age.
Yeah, they're like kids. You know, like I don't know.
It makes you wonder.
It makes you feel really old. Is
makes
what it
makes you
does.
Wonder, man. The Reaper can come at any time, man.
Yep.
I love the Reaper. By the way, Alex is going to make me a Reaper. I want a tattoo of a Reaper somewhere on me.
Well, don't fear the Reaper.
Don't fear good Blue Oyster Cult. Good song. Mm. Don't
One
fear
of
the
my
Reaper.
Faves. Now things are just going off the rail here.
Yeah, pretty much. Back on the Grand Lodge. Yeah, our little boys.
We gave them a couple shout outs. Yeah,
I think
Grand Lodge session.
Have I done my lip service?
Yeah,
you think so?
Well, yeah. I don't know how.
Listen, I just want to say this. Right Worshipful Brother Shane Dufresne is a great friend of mine. He's a fantastic brother. He always whispers good counsel, and he said you guys are doing great. You know, we haven't really had any follies. He hasn't heard anything about us until this last episode. So I invited him up here. He said probably after Grand Lodge session, so he might be coming up here at some point. I invited
him. Yeah, we really got to get him up here.
So we have a little I have a little skit planned with Right Worship Brother Shane. Yeah.
He gave me permission to hit you with a mic stand.
What I'm saying, I play Negative Nancy on this. All right. I play Negative Nancy on this podcast for a reason. But you understand I have a very what's the word I'm looking for?
Contrarian.
I have a brain that can turn negatives into a positive, right? I don't always, but sometimes I get very negative, but I try to change negatives into positives. It's kind of like how I operate. So when something bad happens, I instantly think, how can I flip this around? So me and the Right Worshipful Brother Shane may have a little skit going on.
Okay.
That I'm not going to disclose yet because it's going to be freaking hilarious if it actually happens.
Okay. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
So
Yeah, I mean, humor is a good way, I think, to, like, diffuse situations, right? Like, it's not, like, an us versus them type scenario here.
Never
we respect all of these guys.
Never
guys are all of our brothers. So, you know, if there's something that they don't like that we're doing, we're willing to make concessions and
100%.
Eat some crow if necessary. And 100%. Also kind of turn it around and, you know, show that we're all on the same side, right? And a little skit with Right Worshipful Brother Shane, I think, might be just the medicine for that.
And here, let me just also add this to this, okay? We are not necessarily a fact-based thing. We talk about a lot of our opinions and our feelings on things.
Yeah.
Okay? If you want fact, legit factual stuff, there are plenty of other podcasts that all they do is talk about factual stuff. We try to be real. That's what my goal for this podcast was always, is to be real, to vent our frustrations, to point out how people feel, and sometimes it resonates with some, sometimes it doesn't resonate with some, and that's fine. I'm fine with it. Like, the point is to make a talking point. The point is to start a conversation. I'm a conversationalist. I don't like to be at odds with people. I like to talk things out. I need to talk things out. That's what this is all about. That's why we do this podcast. That's why it's okay. Listen, I understand some people can get, you know, butt hurt about things I say, but that's fine. You're entitled to be pissed off or think that like, I'm fine with that. Like, I'm fine with that. But the point is to talk about it, get the conversation started, because understand, I am not 100% right. I'm an imperfect human being. We talk all the time about perfect Ashlar and rough Ashlar. All the time we talk about it. We're always rough Ashlars trying to be perfect. Nobody is freaking perfect. People make mistakes. People fuck up. People do bad things, and some people don't use their brain. They don't also see things. And I'm sorry, a good commander is somebody who takes word from his subordinates. So my point being in that is, I think it's important that this podcast, and not just this podcast, important in general, that Freemasonry has an open dialogue about things that people can say. Because when you sit there and silence people and you tell them, you know, shut up, you're wrong. Nope, that's not how it happened. That, and you close that freaking door. Now you shut down all conversation about how to improve yourself.
Then you're just in an echo chamber.
Now you're just in an echo chamber of your own opinions. Yeah. Exactly, Ken. Yeah. Go ahead, preach. I'll let you talk.
That's all I got.
So I can yell shame.
No, and that's exactly the point. And you know what? Most of these brothers that have had issues with podcast episodes in the past, and I've talked to a few, there's like a couple members of our lodge who are not huge fans of the show, and that's fine. Like, it's not designed for everyone, right? You can't please them all.
Nope.
As brother Alex DeFranzo's hat says that he's very fond of wearing.
Yes.
You can't please them all, and that's fine. And I'm also very much willing to hear feedback from those brothers who may disagree with us, right? Like, okay, cool, you don't like the podcast, you wouldn't recommend it to somebody else, why? Right? And I'm willing to hear it. I'm not necessarily willing to come back to you and say, hey, we have to change this, because look, we kind of have like a charter, a mission that we're operating under, and we're not going to completely, you know, throw the whole concept out. But if there's something that's like, hey, you guys swear a little bit too much, like if you backed it off a little bit.
And people have. And I do my best. I do my best.
That kind of thing we can tweak.
I do my best to stop swearing. I do my best. Sometimes I get fired up and I start popping off the mouth. I'm a jarhead. I sometimes lose my shit. I do. I admit it. I swear. I really got to dial
right
back
now.
I'm doing it right back. I'm doing it right now. I sometimes need to dial back.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to talk about, you know, this as well is, you know, and I really do hope that there are Grand Lodge officers out there. And when I was talking with Shane, he had said, you know, he's like, all the things that you talk about are the way you feel. Don't think we don't know that. And I understand that.
Yeah.
You know, I do understand that. Yeah. You probably have. You hear rumblings about negativity in the craft and things that people want improved and everything. But, you know, I also, like, I've said this multiple times. If the Grand Lodge, you know, like, we reach this is a very free forum on this podcast. We're very free about our opinions, and we're not just us, but even the people who chime in. Like, you know, you have no idea how many times I get DMs in our social medias and stuff, or people who just reach out like, you know what, dude, you're absolutely right. That's exactly how I feel.
Yep.
And I, I'm off the rails at this point, but that's how they feel. So there are people out there that feel that way. And you have no idea how many times that if Grand Lodge was over, like, hey, man, come have a conversation with us. Share your data with us. Absolutely. I'll give you. We have data, right, Ken?
Yeah, we do have.
We have analytics.
A treasure trove.
We have a treasure trove of information that I would be more than happy. That if somebody was like,
if you want to know what the target or what the demographics of individuals that are interested enough in Freemasonry to go out and find a podcast are, we've got that data. Happy to share it with you.
Demographics of male, female, binary, whatever the hell. Demographics of ages. Demographics of people's opinions, like, don't like, blah, blah. What do you? What did you feel about this? Like, we have all of that in a treasure trove on our RSS.com thing, right?
Yeah, we've got a few sources of that information.
By all means, I would be more than willing to share that with Grand Lodge so they can look back. Now, I understand.
I will put a disclaimer out there that there is no PII in there, right? There's no personally identifiable information.
No.
We're not going to share email addresses and crap from our fans with Grand Lodge.
No.
It's not what we're talking about here.
Thank you for that.
In aggregate, we're willing to share some insights about the types of
individuals that are
interested in Masonry.
Right. Go. Sorry, Ken. I didn't mean
to. I had to do that because I'm a marketing guy, so.
Thank you for that. I also just want to say, too, is that, you know, I feel like, how do I compare it to? I compare it to let's go with a dictator, right? And you can fill in the blanks of what dictator you may be thinking of. But there was a world war. The second one, actually.
Oh,
of
God.
Where? No, hear me out.
Right.
No, yeah, this is all going to make sense.
Right.
Where there was actual live fighting on the ground, right?
Mm-hmm.
In a particular city where things were bad, okay? And he didn't want to hear it. He didn't want to hear from the ground floor, his troops, of what was actually happening. He was just so, and his commanders that were on the ground were afraid to tell him anything because of it. That's what I'm comparing, and that's how I feel that I worry about with Grand Lodge. Is there are people where Grand Lodge be like, hey, how do you feel about the craft? And they're like, oh, it's great. Everything's great. Wonderful. Because they're too afraid to say anything to the higher ups. So that's where I'm trying to put, or I would want Grand Lodge or somebody to come to us and say, hey, what are you hearing down there?
Yeah.
And you get what I'm saying? That there are some people that are going to be afraid that they don't want to tell their opinions.
Agreed.
And that's kind of.
I don't
of,
think that's the norm either. I think a lot of the brothers that I know from the line and from Grand Lodge are more than willing to listen to and also report back to the Grand Master.
However,
the reality of the situation as they understand it. But yeah, we're happy to share information from the ground.
Ken, there was this one guy.
I will say that the majority, I mean, all the brothers that are in the line right now, I know are on the level when it comes to that kind of thing. They'd be more than willing to hear what we have to say about things like that. But yeah, look, once in a while, there's going to be somebody who's kind of like, look,
right.
I'm not like, I'll get my information from where I get my information from. I want to, you know, see things the way that I understand, and I'm going to make these changes regardless. Like, sure, fine. Okay. That's your prerogative. But yeah, all the brothers that I know of are more than willing to hear a little bit. And I can't read that name. Geo Cash guy. Out of curiosity,
I thought it was Coachies.
How did you gather that data? Yeah, it's not Coachies. How did you gather that data? I'm 25 and the youngest member of my lodge, so I'm just interested. Well, first of all, brother, I'm glad a young man like you is interested in Freemasonry. That's awesome. Love to hear that.
Yep.
Welcome to the craft if you're a recent Master Mason. The data that we have is just gathered by virtue of the fact that we run a podcast, right? So we've been doing this for, what's the correct number of years? Because I think we mislabeled it as 6 years.
Okay. 2019.
Yep. So we've been doing this for 6 years. We've got over 200 episodes that we've done. What the hell is that?
7 years, 2019.
7 years, okay. George can't do math. I don't know
That's
how many years
it is.
We've been doing
Lucky
it for a
wasn't
time.
Above 10.
Yes. At any rate. We've been doing it for a while. you know, obviously, we've got the websites that we run for MOVE and stuff like that. We've got, you know, the podcast itself that, you know, the dissemination service that we use that sends the podcast out through RSS to all these different podcast platforms that you're familiar with. We get data back from all of those, right? So we get, obviously, information back from Apple on who our viewership is. We can read reviews and all that kind of stuff. the podcast platform that we use to sort of syndicate all of our episodes and stuff gives us a lot of analytic data back as well, and tries to kind of aggregate things. We have Google Analytics for some of our, you know, social media profiles and websites and stuff like that. So if you combine all that information, there's nothing that's, you know, I can't say for sure that, you know, Geocache guy listened to this episode on this date through this platform, for example, right? It's not that granular. I can't see who's doing what. But in aggregate, we can see, okay, so many people from this particular region of the world favored these episodes and so forth. And based on what those episodes were about, you can make some, you know, draw some conclusions about, well, you know, young men who are interested in masonry but not yet Masons from this part of the world, these types of episodes resonate with them, right? Mm. So that's useful for us because it tells us what type of content, you know,
it even will breaks reach down by
or
state
resonates
too.
With our, yeah, with our viewership. So it's useful for us, but it's useful for Grand Lodge too. Especially in the state of Connecticut, you can say, well, we've got a lot of listeners from Connecticut because we're based here and we talk to a lot of brothers and they know that we exist. So if you want to see what, you know, episodes make sense to them, therefore what they might be interested in, hey, we can tell you that.
Believe it or not, three highest states are Connecticut, California, and Michigan. Three highest states.
Mm-hmm. Wow, we do have a lot of brothers from California on Patreon and stuff. It's interesting.
Sarfaz Muhammad, the regular Joe doesn't view leadership the same way that people who went through the military-like organizations do, George. I'm confused. Let me read that again.
The regular Joe. The regular Joe, not like Joe Zanino.
The regular Joe doesn't view leadership the same way that people who went through military-like organizations do, George. So...
That's true.
That's true.
I know some leaders in my company that are prior military.
Yeah.
And
they go through the chain of command.
They have a different leadership style.
Yes. I'm one of them. Yep. You know? So... You know, maybe I'm putting on my blinders to that people are afraid to go to Grand Lodge because they're higher, quote unquote, rank as them. Maybe I'm putting my own
your own biases,
my own biases on it. So that could be the case too. I've just always respected rank, and I went to my immediate superior before I went all the way up to the top freaking line. That's just how I run it. Most people nowadays use other platforms to advertise. They post 15 seconds videos saying, hey, come watch me fart on the Freemasons podcast.
And then ends the clip. Maybe we should start doing reels.
Reels?
I mean, we're not like childish enough to like be on TikTok and do shorts and stuff like that. I'll have to talk to my children to see how we can
so
market that way.
It's so much freaking work. Like to actually go through and pick out little clips of our episodes to talk about. Like, I don't know.
Or we just make them as fresh content. We could do that too. Yeah, like us just walking around the lodge like, hey.
We don't have content creators and stuff like that.
George,
you know,
is going to drink a, what is that? Celsius Arctic Vibe. Let's watch him do it. Oh, it fell on the floor. Ha 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 ha. And that's it. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. We could do that.
I don't know. I don't do clickbait. Like, I'm real. I don't do clickbait. I don't do it for the viewership. I do it for, you know.
I don't know if there's enough useful messaging that we could get across in a 15-second video to make it worthwhile.
No. You know, I don't know. It's a lot
like
of work.
I think we're a little bit higher brow than that.
I'm not as tech savvy as you, and you are really are. You're a hardware guy, not a software guy.
Yeah, I mean, you know how to stream. That's all it really is. Recording video.
Whatever.
Pushing a button.
Potentially. Yeah. So, in closing, I apologize for my negativity. It wasn't intended to be negative. It wasn't to shit on Grand Lodge. It was intended to set up the set for the volleyball spike.
Shame.
That's what it was for. Take it for what it is. I've always said, though, on multiple occasions, if somebody had an issue with anything that I say on this podcast or in general, I'm always up for discussion. You could have came directly to me and talked to me about it, and we would have had a discussion just like normal.
We will alter course when necessary. We've done it before.
When necessary. Chances are, if said people would have came to me, I probably would have agreed with you because I already had that sentiment well before I even got a phone call. It's just my personal opinion. I've always been open to discussion and talking. As a matter of fact, I prefer talking. Clears the air and you move on.
Mm.
So that's what we're going to do with this episode. We're going to move on.
Sarfraz says, use Puppet George for shorts. Hey, there's an idea.
I think we come up with a new puppet.
A new puppet?
Yeah.
Puppet Joe?
We'll talk after.
Jesus Christ.
We'll talk after. I think there needs to be a new puppet with a new voice.
I am willing to listen to reason, as are you. So, yes, we can discuss it.
We'll behave.
This all is right. Going to be problematic.
For the Free Bases Podcast, thank you for all tuning in. I am Right Worshipful Brother George Murdy signing off.
And I'm Worshipful Brother Ken signing off.
Have a good weekend, guys.
Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Shut it down! Right, meow!